to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. We will be criticised at some point. I guess it's happened to you today, sometimes justly, sometimes unfairly, and sometimes others' criticism of us is undeserved and harsh. We might need it, actually. How do you respond to criticism? Have you ever been unfairly criticised for doing what's right? How did you respond? Some anonymous person said, don't mind criticism. If it's untrue, disregard it. If it's unfair, don't be irritated. If it's ignorant, just smile. If it's justified, it's not criticism. Learn from it. So when you're misunderstood, you've got the tendency to get in there and defend yourself. And when you're attacked, sometimes we just want to attack back. And when people criticize you, you do want to criticize them back. Very rarely are we taught how to handle criticism. Did your parents actually teach you how to handle this? Usually they don't. It's a bit of a hot topic, this one. And then there's the difference between negative and constructive criticism, although when you're in the middle of copying it, it's very hard to tell the difference whether it is constructive criticism or not. So this constructive criticism comes from a positive place. It's meant to help you. But destructive criticism is meant to tear you down. It could be harder than you think to discern which is the right one. Not all constructive criticism is delivered gently, and not all destructive criticism can be delivered harshly. It depends. You can set aside the tone and just think about what is being said. Is there something here that I can learn? Words, as you might know, have a powerful effect, and there are unfortunately many people walking around wounded from hurtful words. Losing your cool and criticizing back is really not a good thing, even if that other person becomes very unreasonable. Now, I know it's not easy to keep your cool when someone's there abusing you, but the best thing to do is take a deep breath, try to listen, getting defensive and fighting back. That'll just create more trouble, more drama. Don't respond to destructive criticism. It really doesn't warrant a reason or an answer. Someone's there picking on you. The best thing is to ask questions, clarify what's going on. Maybe that person who's criticizing something you've done doesn't quite get it. It might help if you ask questions in a calm way, that is, and that way you might be able to clarify what's going on. And they might think your work is offensive. Well, there are different cultures, different attitudes. And remember this, you can't please everybody. If that person continues to throw unreasonable attacks at you, regardless of your explanations, just remember you're not going to make everyone happy in this life. Everyone's got a differing opinion, different attitude. You can make most people happy some of the time, but you can't make everyone happy all the time. Another thing I would suggest about this is to move on, because these types of people, the destructive criticism people I'm talking about, are critical by nature. They seem to be born with it. There's nothing you can do. Move on. Don't take them seriously. Delete any hateful emails that you might have. Wash your hands and minds of this dumb negativity. And criticism should be addressed respectfully. If you have to say something, do it respectfully. Thank the person for their input, and then you can agree or you disagree. Take the time to politely explain your reason. It's the easiest thing in the world, isn't it, to criticize someone. If you don't like being criticized, don't do it. It's that simple. And the Bible has some tremendous advice in Colossians chapter 4, that's in the New Testament. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. And then 1 Peter 3 verse 9 says, don't pay back evil with evil or insult with insult, but repay the bad with a blessing. So the Christian response is, try and maintain a sweet spirit. Be friendly with that critic. And never allow criticism to embitter you. It's just not worth it. Heavenly Father, we do need help dealing with unfair criticism. May you just give us the right answer and in a good spirit, I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.